As we continue our series of shiurim on the Gemara and Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that discusses the various places where the halacha says that one has to wait if he can't fulfill a mitzvah. Not only that, but the Gemara differentiates if it's lefonav, if you're traveling in one direction, versus if you're traveling in a different direction. The next case that's mentioned in the Gemara is Netilas Yudayim. So the Hilchos Gedolos explains that Netilas Yudayim here means regarding washing one's hand before davening. That we explained in our previous year, that according to Tosfos, that's actually what the Gemara meant when it said Ula Tefillah. He learns that the Hilchos Gedolos, the Tefillah, he learns like Rashi, that it means in order to daven, how far do you have to travel in order to daven Tefillah B'tzibur. And the Netilas Yadayim means how far do you have to travel to wash your hands before davening. Even though we discussed this in the previous year, it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah, we quoted the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Tzadik Beis, Sif Dalet, does say that when it comes to washing one's hand before davening, one doesn't need to dry his hands. But as I said, in that year, most Paiskim hold that you should try to do Netilas Yadayim for davening in the same fashion as you do Netilas Yadayim for all Netilas Yadayim that we do. But most Rishonim, starting with Rashi, say that the definition of Netilas Yadayim means that if somebody wants to eat bread, how far must he travel in order to be able to wash his hands? And the Gemara is saying that if there's water within the direction that he's traveling, he should travel dalamilim. If it's not in that direction, he needs to travel 1 mil. And it's interesting to point out that the Ritva explains that our Gemara, and he says this by the Netilas Yadayim specifically, not by the other cases mentioned in our Gemara, that even though the Gemara is telling us this rule, that if you don't have water up to dalamilim, mainly in the direction that you travel, you don't need to wash your hands. In the opposite direction, it's only a mil. Says the Ritva that the Gemara here is only referring to an individual that needs to eat bread. And that or bread is the only food that's available to him. And that's why Chazal gave this dispensation. But if it's a situation that he isn't desperate to eat, or he has other food, he has no right to avoid doing the Netilas Yadayim. He should eat, and even as we're going to discuss in a moment, there are ways you could do the Netilas Yadayim, even if you don't have water, wrapping your hands, etc. It seems from the Ritva, don't rely on any heterim. It's a very important point that the Ritva makes, and many Paiskim quote this Ritva. You know, people are quick to say, I don't have water available, I can't wash my hands, I'm going to eat bread by wrapping my hands in the bread, by wrapping my hands in whatever. It's not a heter to be relied on. And typically, Baruch Hashem, we're not that desperate to eat. Or even if somebody is very hungry, he doesn't have to eat bread. There's other food available. And the Ritva says that the heter only applies in a situation where there is no other choice. On the other hand, the Ritva takes this concept, and again, the Ritva is very much l'shitasai. The Ritva says that if somebody, that this heter also only applies, given the case in the Gemara discusses in Masech Techulin Daf Kuf Zayin Amun Aleph. The Gemara Masech Techulin Daf Kuf Zayin Amun Aleph says that if somebody could wash his hands in the morning and he can make a tanai that when, that he's relying on this Natilus Yadayim on the entire day. Says the Ritva that even though l'chatchila we don't rely on that heter, we wash every time we need to eat bread for every meal separately. Says the Ritva, if you have a combination of all of these circumstances, you don't have water available, you really need to eat bread, and also in the morning when you wash your hands, you made a tanai that you're going to, you made a tanai that you're going to have in mind that this Natilus Yadayim you're doing in the morning should work for the entire day, then and only then can the heter that the Gemara gives apply. The Ritva is obviously agreeing with the opinion of the Rashba, that the Rashba learns, and that's the way we paskin, that this tanai that the Gemara Masechta Chulin discusses is a tanai that we only can rely on b'di'evid. And here we're referring to a b'di'evid situation. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz actually disagrees with the Rashba, and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz holds that if you make it tonight, then this entire Gemara wouldn't apply. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, exactly as we learned. Im ein mayim etzuyim lefonof, if there is no water available, berachuk yoisim arba milim, in the direction that you're traveling, there is no water available for dal milim, ulachar of mil, and in the opposite direction for a mil, yito yoda b'machol mapa, he should wrap his hands in a towel, or voichol pas, and that's how you could eat bread that you have to wash your hands before you eat, or dovish dibula b'mashko, anything that requires natilas yadayim. And then the Ramah adds, and we'll speak about the Ramah, so it's interesting to point out that the Bir Halacha here discusses an issue that we've mentioned in our previous shiurim. He says, he discusses here the question of what is the Halacha if somebody that we travel by car. So how do we measure the shiur? Do we measure the shear by distance, or do you measure the shear by time? And the Bir Halacha says very clearly that we pass, that we measure the distance in time. So Dalam Milim is 72 minutes. So according to the Mishnah Brura, if there's going to be water within 72 minutes in the direction that you're traveling, or in the opposite direction, 18 minutes, that's enough. That is a reason to, that then you have to wait to get the water. It's interesting that I saw a tshuva from the Shevet Halevi in Chelik Tes, where he discusses a psak that he gave, and he says that he was asked a question. There the question was regarding the halachas that we discussed previously about tefillah b'tzibur, also how far you need to travel in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And he was asked the question by people who live in a moshav in Eretz Yisrael, where it's somewhat dangerous to travel. And even though he says people typically do travel on this road, but it's somewhat of a dangerous road, so included in his heter, in that shaila, is that we don't measure by time, we measure by distance. And that's his psak in Chelik Ches Simen Yutes. So he was asked in Chelik Tes Simen Lamed Vav that the Bir Halacha that we just quoted clearly doesn't agree with that. And the Bir Halacha clearly says that we measure it with time, not with distance. So how does he reconcile his psak with the psak of the Bir Alocha. So he says that even if we'll say, he differentiates between the Tilos Yadayim and Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he says that by Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's where he was lenient and said we should measure it by distance and not by time. The Tilos Yadayim, he says, and this is where Mr. Brewer is talking, the Bir Alocha says his psak. He says it's psak in our halacha by Netilas Yadayim. He says Netilas Yadayim is more serious than Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's a mitzvah with the Rabbanan to do Netilas Yadayim. And therefore, we take a stricter approach, and he would agree that by Netilas Yadayim, we would measure it in distance, we would measure it in time, not in distance. The Mr. Brewer, and the Paiskin continues to discuss, how do we measure this year? So they explain that we said that Mr. Brewer's opinion is that if somebody's at home and he doesn't have water available, so the Mr. Brewer says that he is considered like La'achrov, and he only has to go up to a mill. Whereas we're saying the time is a mil, that's the amount of time that he has to wait to get water. And if he can't get water within the 18 minutes, then he doesn't have to do Netilas Yadayim. Actually, this Shaila is really a Machlokes Achronim. The Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they hold that sitting at home is always considered like lefonov. And therefore, if you don't have water in your home, the shear is not just one mil, it's dalim milim. It's the Chaya Odom, the Prima Godim, and the Mishnah Brura that say sitting at home, the shear is a mil. And therefore, let's say he's at home, according to the Paiskim, that the shear is dalim milim. What that means, explained the Paiskim, is as follows. If he's at home and there's no water, the water went out, but within 72 minutes, the water will come back. Or if there is water within 36 minutes of his home, because it takes 36 minutes to get to the water, and it takes 36 minutes to get back from the water, equaling 72, and he could get somebody to get that water on his behalf, he has to wait to wash in order to eat with Netilas Yadayim. Otherwise he shouldn't eat bread. On the other hand, I saw from Rebbe Yoshev, quoted in the Shaila for Tshuvas Avnei Yishpa, Chelik Beis Simen Yur Aleph, that even though we're saying that you have to go this distance or this time to get the water, you don't have to go take a taxi. Chazal didn't say you have to take a taxi, or Chazal did not say that you have to take even public transportation in order to get the water. He says further that even if somebody has their own car, but they use their car very sparingly, the halacha is that you don't have to use the car. And if that's the only way you're going to have to get the water, you don't have to spend money to fulfill the mitzvah. The reason, he explains, is because as we read in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're about to begin discussing this in a moment, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that we do have another approach how to avoid the problem by wrapping our hands. And since we have this approach by wrapping our hands, we don't have to spend much to look for water. Furthermore, as we've said in the previous shurim, if going to get the water involves any danger, if we don't know for sure that where he is going, he will find water, so there, Chazal didn't require us to get the water. So, as we just said, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there is no water available within the distance or the time that we've mentioned, Yolot Yoda v'mapa v'oichel pas. He should wrap his hands. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says that it seems from the Ramah that you don't have to wrap both hands, it would be adequate to just wrap one hand. And the Raya is, because the Ramah says, Oichel al yidei kaf. You could eat with a spoon. The Ramah says you don't have to wrap your hands. As long as you don't touch the food directly, according to the Ramah, you're fine. However, there are many Paiskim. It's clear that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like the Ramah. It's only the Ramah that brings this heter. And there are many Paiskim that have a problem with the opinion of the Ramah. Because the Ramah is actually based on a Torah. And the Torah said this halacha, say the Paiskim, only l'chumra, not l'kula. Although, the Paiskim do say we can rely on the Ramah. The Magen Avraham explains, because he says there's a Sfek Sfeika. Because the Rambam says the Torah, and not everybody agrees with the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Rambam. But the Magen Avraham understands that the opinion of the Rambam is that wrapping one's hand is in something is a l'chatchila. So therefore, he says, we have a Sfek Sfeika. Maybe wrapping one's hand is a l'chatchila. Coupled with the fact that if you don't have water, the Ramah says you could use a spoon, so you don't have to wrap both hands. So we could rely on the Ramah, says the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, the Lechatchila, you should wrap both hands. This Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Zion, and the hands up to the wrist. That both hands should be wrapped. Even, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're only eating with one hand, we have to be concerned that you may be going to touch the food with the other hand. And the Paiskim say that, and the Mishnah Berurah says this here in Sifkatan Tes, that even in a situation where there is no concern that you're going to touch the food with another hand, in other words, let's say the second hand, Rachman al Tzlan, is paralyzed, still, the halacha is, Chazal made a rule that you should wrap the entire hand and you should wrap the both hands. Furthermore, the Ramah says in Siman Kuf Ayin, Sif Aleph, that you're not eating bread the entire meal. It doesn't make a difference. For the entire duration of the meal, he should wash, he should keep his hands wrapped. If, however, he has to do something in the middle of the meal with his hands, that's difficult to do with a wrapping on the hand, that the halacha is, you could take off the wrapping around your hands for whenever to do whatever you have to do, and then afterwards, go back to wrap your hands as you're eating. Although, we're saying here that you have to wrap your hands, I did see that the Tzitz Eliezer, in the Shalos HaTshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Ches Simen Zion, and he's Paskins, and he says that that's the same way that the Kaf HaChaim learns as well. It doesn't make a difference if you wrap your hands or you wrap the food. And it seems, certainly, according to the opinion of the Ramah, that if you touch the food with a spoon or the fork, it's good enough. So certainly it shouldn't make a difference if you wrap the food or you wrap your hands. But it seems that the Tzitz Eliezer is saying this psak, even according to Shulchan Aruch, that says you have to wrap your hands, the Shulchan Aruch would agree wrapping the food is adequate. From here we see clearly that wrapping a hand, as we said earlier, is not a l'chatchila eitzah, and it should be avoided. The Paiskim continues saying, what happens if you have water, but it's water that's not kosher, the Tilos Yadayim, or you don't have enough water, you don't have a Revius Mayim, what should you do? So the Paiskim say, not having kosher water from the Tilos Yadayim, or not having enough water, is the same as not having water at all. And therefore, under those circumstances, the halachas that we've been discussing in our shir are relevant. But the Paiskim do say that you should do Netilas Yadayim with the water that you have, albeit that you don't have enough water, albeit that the water that you have is not the kind of water that's kosher for Netilas Yadayim. But the Paiskim say, do Netilas Yadayim with this water and wrap your hands. The Bi'ah Halacha here quotes the in Divrei HaMaskil, the first Divrei HaMaskil, the main Emayim Mitzuyim, quotes the Ritva that we began at, that we spoke about at the beginning of our shir, that one should not rely on this heter of not washing the Tilos Yadayim unless he has no other option. As the Mishnah Berurah says, and I read the words, V'chadusha Rav, it's for mashma, the Vafila Vavadeh Shloyim Tzemayim, Ein Lohoko B'stama, you shouldn't just be makel, Rak who should sark with Zaharbe, when he really needs it, K'gon Shucholosh Me'Tayrach Aderach, he's very hungry, because of his travel, and he has no other food besides the bread, or K'yotz B'zeh. And the reason the Mefarshim explain is that we find in the Gemara how Chazal, Rabbi Kiva, were so concerned with the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, and therefore they never wanted to avoid doing the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. Actually, there's an interesting piece from the Brisker Rav. He says, it really depends how we understand the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. If we understand the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim only as a siyog, only as a way that they instituted that one should wash their hands because they shouldn't come to eat truma when the hands were tamei, so Chazal instituted you should always wash your hands. So then the Brisker Rav seems to say, we could understand how somebody will not be so serious about Netilas Yadayim. But he says it's clear from these Rishonim, he actually wants to say Pshat and Rambam with this, that they held that Netilas Yadayim is not just a siyog to make sure that we wash our hands because when we eat chulin, that we shouldn't come to eat other foods, we shouldn't come to eat truma when our hands are tamei. Rather, he explains that Netilas Yadayim is an independent mitzvah d'rabbanan. And once we have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that we're not allowed to eat bread without washing our hands. So, just like by all mitzvahs d'rabbanan, a person has to do whatever is in his ability to fulfill that mitzvah. And if it means not eating bread, so you won't eat bread. Because fulfilling the mitzvah d'rabbanan is so critical. And in conclusion to our shir, I saw a very interesting tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaNhogos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. He discusses an interesting question. He says there was somebody who didn't have any water available for whatever reason. And the question that he's discussing is the person obligated, and he's embarrassed obviously to do so, is he obligated to go and ask people for water? And we're obviously referring to an individual who's embarrassed to ask for anything. He's even embarrassed to ask his neighbors, even for money. So he says that even though normally we know how important one has to treat a mitzvah, and how one has to spend whatever he can to fulfill a mitzvah, he says the fact that we see in our Gemara that under certain circumstances, Chazal waived the requirement for Netilas Yadayim, Our Gemara says, if there's no water, dal mino in the direction you're traveling, 1 mil in the other direction, we could be more lenient. He says, certainly, we could be lenient here. Certainly, if it's a situation where you really don't know anybody, and you're going to ask water from, you're going to have to request water from people you don't know, it's very embarrassing, and therefore, lahalochi, he says, you could just not ask for water and wrap your hands in a towel. He, on the other hand, says, if the person that you're going to ask from is a fellow Jew, it's just a little water that you're asking from. If it's, you should try to ask. And he ends with these words, and with this we'll conclude our shiur. V'roi l'schaser akaponim b'ma'at mesiris nefesh. Asking somebody for something is a mesiris nefesh. It's embarrassing. He says it's still worth doing it. Akapot liskois l'mitzvah zois, to fulfill this important mitzvah, shechashuva, which it's so important that we remember the Gemara where Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and he had no water, and they finally brought him a little water, and instead of using that water to drink, he used it to wash his hands. Asher Rabbi Akiva amalea, and Rabbi Akiva said regarding the mitzvah, mutash emes mises atzmai b'lo emes mises chaveri. Better that I should die of thirst rather than I should now wash my hands. Now certainly, if after we discuss our Gemara and discuss the different circumstances that we discussed in today's shiur, it's certain that Rabbi Akiva was in the category of an individual who did not have to wash Netilas Yadayim. Rabbi Akiva didn't say that. Rabbi Akiva said, I get a little water, I'm going to use that water to wash my hands. Of course, as the Paiskim, the Pesachei Tshuva, discusses this in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, what Rabbi Akiva did was Lefnim Mishuras Adin. It's not necessary that's what we're recommending everybody else should do. But in a situation, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, where it's a little embarrassing, but what the reward of the embarrassment is that you won't rely on any hatayrim, which I've been discussing in our shir, on that hatayrim that you want to rely on lechatchila. It's better to do whatever one can to fulfill this important mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability to always be able to fulfill his mitzvahs.